Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today podcast for Wednesday, September 27th, 2023. I'm your host, CJ Miller, with Hoosier Ag Today, the podcast made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit ffbt.com to learn more or stop by your local branch to talk about your ag operation today. Well, coming up on today's podcast, how Indiana's farmers could be impacted by a shutdown of the federal government. Also, a Dairy Download podcast presented by American Dairy Association Indiana. You'll hear from Charlie Carter and his daughter, Kelly McKinnon, from Carterly Farms in Boone County, as they talk about connecting kids with dairy cattle through the Indiana 4-H Dairy Leasing Program. Hoosier Ag Today's chief meteorologist, Ryan Martin, has his Indiana farm forecast. Plus, Arlen Suderman with StoneX reviews Tuesday's grain markets. That's all coming your way next, right here on the Hoosier Ag Today podcast.
The land of the free is also the home of the hardworking. What if this is the year you take your farm operation to the next level? At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're proud to serve the people who not only work until the sun goes down, but until the job is done. With over 135 years of commitment to agriculture, we'll find the solution that's right for your operation today and tomorrow. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The impact that a federal government shutdown could have on Indiana's farmers and helping kids raise dairy cattle through the Indiana 4-H Dairy Leasing Program. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today, reminding you that if you have chest pains, you go to the heart doctor, right? Well, your mental health shouldn't be treated any differently. Talk to someone today about your mental health struggles. Learn more at extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. Well, we're less than a week away from a possible shutdown of the federal government if Congress does not approve a new budget by late Saturday night. Sabrina Halverson reports how a shutdown could impact Indiana's farmers.
If there is a government shutdown, Deputy USDA Secretary Sociel Torres-Small says it would impact the lives of many farmers.
Farmers might go to their FSA office and would find it closed because they were not able to issue new loans. And that's especially impactful in the midst of harvest season when farmers could really use the extra funds, maybe counting on it, but wouldn't be able to apply for new loans if Congress fails to fund the government.
She explains as well that many USDA offices would lose staff, at least temporarily.
If Congress does not pass appropriations or provide a continuing resolution, that means that employees who are funded through those annual appropriations typically are not able to work. There is an exception for certain employees who are conducting activities that are in the service of protecting life or property, or if they're paid from other funds. So USDA is about 110,000 people, and we would anticipate more than 50,000 USDA employees being furloughed.
People who depend on USDA programs would also be affected.
It certainly would have an effect on programs that are funded through annual appropriations. So for starters, a shutdown would jeopardize vital nutrition assistance for nearly 7 million pregnant women, new mothers, and young children who count on WIC. New loans would not be available for farmers. They also wouldn't be available for home buyers. So you can imagine just missing a perfect opportunity for a starter home that you've been hoping for just because government offices were closed when you needed them most.
Lawmakers have until September 30th, this Saturday, to fund the government. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
Well, giving opportunities to kids to raise dairy cattle who otherwise don't live on a dairy farm is the goal of the Indiana 4-H Dairy Leasing Program. And that's why one Indiana dairy producer decided to participate in the program.
Well, I think it's up to each individual family to contribute to their communities. And that's really what we're after. We're just trying to help build the community.
And that's Charlie Carter of Carterly Farms in Thorntown in Boone County. He says that passion for helping build his community is what led him to want to teach kids about raising dairy cattle.
About 25 years ago, as our kids were aging out, so to speak, from the 4-H program, we were hearing from other kids and other parents that they'd like a chance to show an animal, but they don't have any place to put it. So we worked with our 4-H county agent and set up some guidelines for the leasing. And that first year, we had about three kids.
He says the program on his farm this past summer has now grown to 42 kids.
What they do, they sign up with a 4-H program in the winter. The last Saturday, typically of April, we have them come out to the farm and they select their animals. When school's out, they start coming out to the farm and they'll spend anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour, hour and a half with those calves. Start learning how to brush them and fit them. The animals, of course, stay here at the farm. That way we know the animals are being well taken care of as the kids train them through the summer.
Carter says the program goes beyond teaching kids the importance of raising dairy cattle.
The thing is, they just learn a great amount. Not only animal care, but we try to encourage them to teach them that hard work pays off. Perseverance, integrity. When the going gets tough, you just keep on going. Because it's not always easy, as anybody that's worked with animals know. Those animals can be a little challenging at times, so you just have to stay with it.
For more information about the Indiana 4-H Dairy Leasing Program, visit HoosierAgToday.com. And that's where you'll also hear my full interview with Charlie Carter and his daughter Kelly McKinnon as part of the Dairy Download Podcast, presented by American Dairy Association Indiana. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm radio network.
Diesel engines can lose power and fuel efficiency as dirt, grime, and carbon deposits collect over time. Say hello to the future. Lasting power and performance are here. Premium Diesel X4 now includes ProFlow, a unique and powerful combination of fuel detergents that remove and prevent new carbon deposits from forming. Get more per gallon with the diesel fuel of the future. Get Premium Diesel X4 with ProFlow from Countrymark.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got a little bit of moisture trying to move across the Hoosier State here today. This is the upper level low that's been slowly trying to meander through parts of southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and now the Great Lakes and northern Indiana. For the past couple of days, this has been sitting here. It's kicking out today, and I think it's going to end up giving moisture to about 80% of Indiana. The thing is, how much is yet to be determined. Our atmospheric column before this system showed up here was very, very dry, and that's why we did not see an exceptional amount of moisture yesterday. I think today, though, we've moistened things up a little bit so that we see anywhere from a tenth to probably another 3/4 of an inch of moisture through the day today, 80% coverage across the Hoosier State. Clouds are going to hold firm through tonight, but I don't think additional moisture does. Through Thursday, clouds give way to sunshine, and we will start to dry down. Big evaporation rates by the time we get into Friday, and I think that we're looking at dry weather from Friday right on through next Friday. Nothing headed our way at all, and we're looking at temperatures staying rather warm through the period as well. So a slight pause in field work or harvest activity here today. It's not due to a lot of moisture, it's just the pesky moisture hanging around, and behind that we are going to go back at it full tilt, particularly as we finish out the week and go through the weekend. Next week, temperatures are going to average a good 5 to 10 degrees above normal for this time of year. We have a frontal boundary trying to work through the Great Plains late in the week, Thursday afternoon through Friday, but it seems to fall apart and stay well to our north and west, so I think this dry pattern could continue into that second week of October. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit MidAmerica see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to the Dairy Download Podcast, presented by American Dairy Association Indiana. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and joining me is Charlie Carter, the owner of Carterly Farms in Thorntown, which isn't far from Lebanon in northwestern Boone County. In fact, it was Charlie's father who first started the farm in the 1960s. Charlie is a second-generation dairy farmer, and also joining us is Charlie's daughter, Kelly McKinnon. She's a third-generation dairy farmer. Now, Kelly, you've been lucky to grow up on a dairy farm and have that experience firsthand. But a lot of kids don't have that opportunity who may want to start their own farm. Either they don't live in the country or, logistically speaking, they just don't have a place to raise a dairy cow. But I understand that you and Carter Lee Farms have teamed up with Indiana 4-H to give kids that opportunity and that experience. Is that right, Kelly?
Yes. Each summer, we are privileged to have a number of families come into our farm and work with our animals. The kids work with the animals one-on-one, and then they're responsible for them and take them to the fair in the summer. So it gives them an opportunity to work with livestock, opportunity to see the rural lifestyle, and spend time out in the country.
And that program is called the Indiana 4-H Dairy Leasing Program. It's set up through Purdue Extension. Charlie, what led you, Kelly, and your family at Carter Lee Farms to team up with Purdue Extension and Indiana 4-H to provide students with this opportunity?
About 25 years ago, as our kids were aging out, so to speak, from the 4-H program, we were hearing from other kids and other parents that they'd like a chance to show an animal, but they don't have any place to put it. So we started giving it some thought and actually patterned our program after the Tippecanoe County leasing program. Dave Byers had been doing that for about 10 years. So we worked with our county 4-H county agent and set up some guidelines for the leasing. And that first year, we had about three kids. What they do, they sign up with the 4-H program in the winter and designate that they want to be in the dairy project. The last Saturday, typically of April, we have them come out to the farm and they select their animals. It's a high energy day. The kids are typically very, very excited and make sure they're signed up in the 4-H dairy program by May 15th. When school's out, they start coming out to the farm. They can come as much as they want to that week. We encourage at least twice a week. And they'll spend anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour, hour and a half with those calves, teaching them to lead, start learning how to brush them and fit them. The animals, of course, stay here at the farm. That way we know the animals are being well taken care of from a feeding standpoint and just general health care as the kids train them through the summer.
And Charlie, how many kids are now a part of the Indiana 4-H Dairy Leasing Program through Carter Lee Farms?
There were 42 this past summer that we took to the county fair. That's one of the largest groups we've had, but it was exciting to be at the fair with those 42 kids. The thing is, they just learn a great amount. Not only animal care, but we try to encourage them to teach them that hard work pays off. Now, you know, perseverance, integrity, some of those kinds of things. When the going gets tough, you just keep on going. Because it's not always easy, as anybody that's worked with animals know. Those animals can be a little challenging at times, so you just have to stay with it.
What you see in terms of that light bulb going off when these kids are with their dairy cows, when they're taking care of them, when they're feeding them on the weekend, you certainly see that light bulb go off when they're starting to learn more about not just taking care of dairy cattle, but also growing as a person. And I'm sure that both of you have seen that in all of the kids who have been part of this program.
We have, and it's a privilege to see kids grow up and go on into the agricultural world, perhaps with their career choice. But we always know the kids had a great summer when you're at the county fair and you look up and down the line of all the animals that came from our farm, and there's kids curled up right next to their animal and the cow's head is wrapped around them and they're sleeping right there next to the cow. You know, they've had a fantastic summer. They've really learned about animal care and they're going to remember that the rest of their life.
I think of one young girl this past summer, very, very shy individual, would not even hardly speak to me at first, tremendously shy. But you know, that young lady came basically every day throughout the course of the summer. And just not only did she learn about cow care, but she started to blossom, so to speak. You started to see her shyness go away. She just really grew a lot. So that was one individual just this past summer. But beyond the leasing, when we see the kids go on to other things, we've seen several of them go on into some kind of agriculture study at Purdue that probably wouldn't have done it otherwise because they wouldn't have had the exposure. One individual I think of now has his own rented dairy farm in Ohio. Another young man is working for ADM. One young lady is a county agent down in the southern part of the state. It's just been a multitude of kids that go into some kind of ag program or ag industry that probably wouldn't have otherwise. It's up to each individual family to contribute to their communities, and that's really what we're after. We're just trying to help build the community.
Kelly, if those listening have kids who are in 4-H and they have an interest in being a part of the local 4-H dairy leasing program through your farm there in Thorntown in Boone County, or perhaps they live elsewhere across the state and want to be put in touch with a participating dairy farm in their neck of the woods, how's the best way that they can get a hold of more information about the Indiana 4-H dairy leasing program?
Well, here in Boone County, probably just contacting their local county extension office, or certainly we're more than happy to interact with anyone that has questions. On a state level, probably just once again, talk to their county agent, find out who they might know in the county that might be willing to lease a dairy heifer, but definitely worth pursuing, something that really opens up opportunities and gives a person a chance to really get to know the animal world. In general, you want some information about the dairy industry, you can always visit winnersdrinkmilk.com. It's tied into the American Dairy Association of Indiana, and there's all kinds of farm tours on there and information about milk and dairy products and anything you could ever want to know.
Once again, Charlie Carter, the owner of Carter Lee Farms in Thorntown, and his daughter, Kelly McKinnon. And Charlie, Kelly, thank you so much for both joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a privilege to be a part of it.
And a big thanks to you for joining us today on Hoosier Ag Today's Dairy Download Podcast, presented by American Dairy Association Indiana.
Indiana dairy farmers know well that the healthy nutrients for their dairy cows come from the earth under their feet. From planting through harvest, the skills of the dairy farmer are put to the test. Their courage and ability to read the signs of nature mean their land will produce bountiful crops for generations to come, and safe, healthy dairy foods for all of us. It's not easy being a dairy farmer, but the rewards have special meaning when you can feed Indiana's families every single day. Learn more at winnersdrinkmilk.com.
Mixed ag markets, but not a lot of movement. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review. We have settlements from a mixed day and a solid close for soybean futures. That's about it, though. First market analysis, and for that I checked in at the end of the day with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, another relatively quiet day, and overall can't make it a twofer as far as gains in corn, soybeans, and wheat, although beans and wheat are working in that direction. But we have a number of influences in the market, even though the markets aren't doing a whole lot. What is at play currently?
Well, I'd say one of the biggest influences is the outside markets right now. With interest rates continuing to go up, we're seeing yields on 10-year treasuries at 16-year highs. Yields on 2-year treasuries are just below 17-year highs that they set last week. And that's providing a lot of strength to the dollar. And historically, a strong dollar means we have more trouble competing on the global market with our commodities. And so those factors are creating some headwinds in addition to creating some economic risk. So therefore, we have kind of a sour attitude on Wall Street with the stocks under a lot of pressure. So it's in that kind of environment then that we look at the grain and oilseed markets. Crude oil is going kind of contrary to that with some strength because it has some pretty solid fundamentals right now. So we look at the grain and oilseeds. Well, of those, we kind of finish the day with a little bit more strength in soybeans, because their crop ratings are continuing to decline, and there's not a lot of margin for error there for declining yield with a relatively tight balance sheet. Chicago wheat also had a little bit of a strength throughout the day at times. That's largely because the bombing and shelling of Ukraine port infrastructure has really intensified here over the last couple of days. And so the funds still hold big short or sold positions there. They're not really covering those positions, but they're really reluctant sellers of creating additional positions at this point. So we are seeing a little bottom picking there in the Chicago wheat market, seeing a little bit of strength in the soy oil and soy meal markets, as well as soybeans kind of climb higher. But outside of that, it was kind of a seasonal harvest pressure, seasonal weakness in today's markets.
And that will be the rule throughout the remainder of the week up until about noon Eastern time Friday, when USDA reports quarterly stocks.
Yeah, and those quarterly stocks reports are known for their surprises that oftentimes defy logic in their scope and in their direction. So anything is possible on Friday. We'll also get the small grain summary report, which will be the final production numbers for our small grains, the greatest of which is wheat. Always possible to get some surprises in there, although the numbers will probably not be that far off of where they were their last production estimate in August. But we're also going to be subject to headlines. So we're looking at a possible government shutdown this weekend, and Moody's has indicated that that could result in a credit rating downgrade. Fitch and S&P have already done so previously in, over the months. And so if Moody's would do that, last time that we saw Fitch do a downgrade, we saw a big sell-off in the grains, even though we had bullish news that day. So we're going to be subject to those headlines as we approach the weekend.
We may have touched on this a week ago, but I'd like to ask again, Arlen, harvest pressure. When might we see some really significant moves in the markets as yields come in one way or another?
Well, as far as harvest pressure goes, it comes into, is the harvest looking bigger than expected or smaller than expected? And if it's bigger, then you tend to see a lot more selling pressure in the market by farmer selling as well as speculative selling. And we'd look around that October crop report, assuming that we don't have a government shutdown, to be kind of the indicator of that, or from harvest results coming from the field and some of the private production estimates in the first week of October. If it's smaller than expected, then we'd say the market has already priced in the expected. That selling is priced in by the speculator. We'd still have some farmer selling, but a lot of times the speculative buying of sell the rumor, buy the fact type of thing can often offset that. So a lot of times we'll see a low right around that October crop report, unless the crop is bigger than expected, and then a lot of times we'll slip lower into December.
And in referencing the October crop report, you threw in the government shutdown caveat, and that's real, because if it is shut down, then yes, no crop report.
The last time we had a government shutdown in October was in 2013. And one thing that we learned, and the USDA officials have confirmed this here this week as well, that if there is not an agreement to fund the government, then the surveyors who are out in the field sampling fields will quit their work on October 1st. And if there's no sampling, then there's no production estimate. And if it's more than a few days long, we would anticipate that there would not be a crop report, an October crop report, as what we saw in 2013. And we'd have to wait till November 9 for the November crop report to really know what USDA is finding in the fields.
Arlen Suderman there from StoneX. Settlements now from Tuesday trade. December corn ends the day a penny and a half down at 479 and three quarters. March contract 494 and a half down a penny and a quarter. But up in beans, November 1302 and three quarters, a nickel higher, five and a half higher for the January contract, 1321. December wheat unchanged at 589. March up three quarters of a cent, 616 and a quarter. The meat markets down. December live cattle, 188.47, down 275. And December lean hogs, 72.35, down 17 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm radio network.